This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is determined to continue supporting Ukraine. That's according to U.S. President Joe Biden, despite what appears to be cracks in Congress and the NATO alliance, with Slovakia's newly elected leader expressing doubts over containing and continuing his nation's support. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Congress over the weekend passed a stopgap spending bill that keeps the U.S. government open for another 6 weeks. But that package did not include the Ukraine aid, leading Biden to appeal across the political aisle to legislators who have expressed concerns about accountability and exasperation that the war is still raging after more than 19 months. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told VOA that the administration remains determined amid this domestic pressure and concerns from the newly elected leader of NATO member Slovakia, who campaigned that he would not send a single bullet to Ukraine from the state stocks. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Meanwhile, Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is setting in motion his threat to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Gaetz's plan is to use a rare procedural tool called a motion to vacate.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing it this week.
The move comes after the House passed a bill to avert a government shutdown. Gaetz and other critics have said McCarthy has failed to be the conservative leader the Republican Party needs.
It is going to be difficult for my Republican friends to keep calling President Biden feeble while he continues to take Speaker McCarthy's lunch money in every negotiation.
McCarthy does not appear to be too worried about his future.
I'm focused on getting the job done. I'm proud of the record of what we've been able to accomplish so far. We've got a lot more to do.
The motion to vacate the chair has only been used twice in the past.